You're listening to KTOO's Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelly Delaney. And my first guest is Edric Carrillo, president of Filipino Community Inc. Welcome.
Thanks, Shelly. It's nice to be here. And I'm so excited to finally have your voice in the studio right here, because I hear it all the time during session. And a couple of our mutual friends say, that's Shelly Delaney's voice. And here we are.
Live in person with our very first person-to-person interview. I know this is a momentous occasion. I hope those friends are listening. Well, it's great to have you here today, too. You're here to talk about the annual Filipino Community Christmas Party. Filipino mm-hmm. Community Inc. is also known as Philcom. Mm-hmm. So that's this Saturday at 5 p.m. And but before we get into that, let's talk about Philcom. Who or what is it?
The Filipino community has been a kind of a, big organization here in the community of Juneau for a while. One of our main mission is to give a good sharing of Filipino culture and a way to for the community to also enjoy it while also celebrating it. And we're trying to figure out different ways going into the, new generations and how to reinvigorate that message and get it across to the community of Juneau.
That's wonderful. You're the president of Philcom. What does that entail?
So as president, I get to preside over our meetings. We have two monthly meetings. And so the first one is a board meeting. It's the first Saturday. And the second Saturday, we have our general membership meeting. And so that's where a bunch of our community members come together and they just hear about a couple updates that are going on. One of them, like you talked about, would be the Christmas party, our annual Christmas party, and some of our plans. And so with that, we just kind of bring it out to our community members and see, hey, is this something that you guys like? Is this something that we should fix, or how can we improve it? And so from that process, we kind of, change things a little bit. But for the most part, we've had a pretty winning strategy. It's kind of funny that, folks like food and they like parties and they love Filipino food. So it's an easy go around with that to get people participating in our events.
How long have you been part of the organization?
So I've been part of the Filipino community ever since I can think of when I grew up here. It was started as I was a child. My father was very involved, and by extension, my family. And Carrillo is kind of a familiar name here in Juneau because a lot of my relatives work and have been here for a while. And so, one of the things I first got involved with at the Filipino community was when I was about in elementary school. It was this program called Ali Tap Tap, which is a folkloric dance group at the time. And so it just brought different regions of dance and celebration to the community of Juneau and Alaska as a whole. And so I got to experience Filipino culture firsthand by wearing a variety of costumes, if you will. Some of them were very formal and some of them less formal. Some from the mountainous regions, and got to wear some things that maybe some of our Filipino listeners might be familiar with, is the bahag, which is something akin to something of a loincloth, if you will. And so my dad actually said, if I have to do it, you're going to do it too. So I, it's seared into my brain of when I had to wear it, because we were also shirtless at the time, but that's the customary way to represent and dance. And so from the earliest days I can remember, I was always involved. But most recently, after I was going to school in college in Colorado, around 2012, I came back periodically, and then in 2014, I decided to come back to Juneau just because I missed, being part of the community and my family and friends mm-hmm. here. And so I was what I like to term was voluntold by my family members, especially my dad, to really be part of the community, because we were kind of at the crossroads. We still kind of are, in terms of how are we going to reengage the next generation? How are we going to reengage those folks that used to be part of the community that aren't anymore? And so my dad had a power over me that it's hard to say no to your father or your parents and being voluntold for an organization. So I then put my letter in to be part of the board. And so I served a couple years under the previous president, Joselyn Ferrer. And so from that, we had a couple election cycles. And so I most recently, last year, got elected as president of the Filipino community. And so I get to serve with 11 members of our board and by extension, a couple other members with Sergeant at Arms and so forth. And we're doing some pretty cool things. And I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit more as we get into it. But that's just kind of how I came about with the organization and where we are now.
I feel like they have a great leader in you as you're a lifelong member, willingly and unwillingly and officially and unofficially. And do you still do any dancing?
You know, I almost got to do it most recently. The Ali Tap Tap program is no more, which is unfortunate, but we're always looking for ways that we could possibly reintroduce it. But we just haven't found the right instructor to kick things off. You'll see that periodically we'll perform the tinikling, which is the traditional bamboo stick dance. And you might have seen it at an event or two, but we usually get to pick on our local politico, you know, electeds to participate in the dance. And I have always a great time, especially calling out my boss, Senator Keel, to participate, who is a very tenured member of the tinikling dance. And so he's very impressive on his feet. And I got to dance that almost, but there are better dancers ahead of me. And I let them have a shot. And I'm happy that they got to represent it better than I could.
That really sounds like something to see.
It is.
Well, one of the things you're here to talk about today is the annual Christmas party that's being put on by Philcom. It's this Saturday at 5 o'clock. Where is it taking place? Is it the Filipino Community Center?
That is correct, Shelley. So we mostly have our events over the Filipino community, which is right across from the Red Dog and right there on South Franklin. Sorry.
Yeah.
And so it's just at our hall and it'll be at 5 o'clock. And so the event, usually with Christmas or Thanksgiving, we usually have some type of mass that kind of starts the event. And so we're actually pretty lucky this time around because we'll have Bishop Belisario from the Catholic Diocese will be administering the proceedings. So we're really looking forward to that. It's been a bigger draw than our food. And so I think some of our members spoke with the diocese. And so they kind of said, you know, we usually have some type of father that comes around and will administer it. But after he attended, I think the last couple, he said, is the Filipino community party happening soon?
he starts asking.
He plans ahead and he makes sure that he's there. And he kind of has, you know, some superseding power on who gets to administer what. So he got the last say. And so we're excited to have him. And so after that, the 5 o'clock start is when we're going to have mass. And then we're going to get right into our program with starting off with some food, some games. We're going to do some giveaways. And so there will be plenty of fun. And so hopefully folks will come out and, you know, all our members are welcome and invited guests. And as always, you folks at KTO are always welcome to join us.
Thank you.
So, you know, we hope to see you guys there.
Looking ahead to the next year as president of Philcom, what do you hope to achieve for your organization? And what were some things that you achieved this year that were big accomplishments for you?
So just starting off this year, we did a couple of outreach things that we're really trying to get more ingrained with the community. Some of that collaboration looks like, you know, talking with the folks at KTOO, which was great to touch base. We also talked with the Juneau Public Library. They are amazing. And we were working with Jen at the library for a while. We don't believe works are, which is very sad for us, but the folks there are still trying to figure out ways that we can connect. So we had a Filipino film series.
That looked really cool.
And so we had a couple of different films that were a variety of things. I got to learn about the new lead singer of Journey, who happens to be Filipino.
That was wild.
it was kind of a wild ride. And, you know, it kind of took notes of growing up here and, like, you know, this person who happens to not be the previous main singer of Journey and how he's like this Filipino man doing it. And he just started off from humble beginnings. And now he's just a complete rock star.
Yeah, that series looked really great. And then, so in the next year, do you hope to do more things like that?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that I talked about previously is that we're kind of at a crossroads of who we are and who we want to represent. And so right now, folks will just think of the Filipino community that's obviously just Filipinos. Well, at the same time, you know, the Filipino community has always included folks from the Alaska Native community. We've included older, younger generations and folks that have families. And so we really want to try and find a way to, entice them to come back and hopefully build up the community to where we can do programs and reinstate, like the Ali Tap Tap was such a great cultural outreach to where they would get invited to go to Fairbanks and Anchorage and all these amazing places to where they were just like, you know, one step away from going national. And
wow.
So we really want to get to that level of where we can share Filipino culture, but still be respective of where we come from, which is, you know, the Philippines, but also Juneau, Alaska. And so we really want to figure out different ways that we can integrate our community with the community of Juneau and beyond.
It's a unique blend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. It's great to hear. I'm glad that we've made that connection too through KTOO, and we're hearing more from you and about your events, which sound like a lot of fun. Again, the Christmas party is Saturday, 5 o'clock at the Filipino Community Center here downtown on South Franklin Street. What's your favorite Christmas tradition?
For a while, my favorite was always opening up the Christmas presents right before or at midnight because having such a large family, you know, we have like 40, 50 people that come to whatever house it's being held at. And it's always a good time to see the surprise faces of folks that will be opening Christmas gifts or figuring out that they received a Christmas gift. Now that I'm older, I'm like, oh, whoa, this is amazing. You know, I got a Christmas gift. So we're trying to share that experience with our event because we'll actually have a portion where Santa will, of course, be at our event. And so we're going to invite all the kids to come around. We had one of our board members, Auntie Nanette. She bought a lot of the gifts with a couple of our board members and wrapped them individually, which is maybe a good thing.
A lot of work.
Because the last time I tried to wrap those gifts, they just looked like discombobulated messes. So
I'm no good at it either.
So hopefully the kids will have this wonderful, you know, experience of ripping open the gift wraps that are beautifully made by Auntie Nanette, but also getting to enjoy a couple little gifts here and there for the upcoming holiday season. So we're looking forward to that.
That sounds delightful. Edric Carrillo, thanks so much for being here to speak with me today about the Filipino, about Filipino Community Inc., Philcom, and your role as president and their role in the community. I really appreciate it. Look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Thanks for having us here, Shelley, and I look forward to participating in future interviews with you.
Likewise. All right. Have a good one. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thanks.